every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Well, it has been way too long since we've had a chance to catch up with our favorite Green Divo, spelled D-I-V-O.
No, spelled D-E-V-O.
He's so stubborn, Mike
Are
Nova.
We not green? Are we not Divo?
I know, right? Okay, so Mike Novak, we are so glad to catch up with you. You've had...
Yeah, and why has it been so long, huh?
Well, part of it has been your... being stuck in a hospital.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part. Yeah.
There was that.
You know, I got to ask you that question. Like, in the 21st century, who spends 9 days in a hospital?
Well, really, you got to be concerned if you're there for more than a couple days.
I know. And I had a lot of friends. You know, I was posting, well, actually, not me, but Kathleen was posting on Facebook and doing updates. Well, Michael just had his surgery. Well, he's in ICU. And, you know, people... writing on Facebook saying, get out of the hospital. Get out, because they're just going to make you sicker. You're going to catch something. And people are really afraid of all these hospital-borne diseases that are out there. They say, get out of there. That's just a crazy place to be.
Isn't that sad?
That's not good. That can't be good for society, can it?
No, but aren't we blessed that you have survived your ordeal?
I'm out. Yes, I am... about 15 pounds lighter, I know, and lost a little bit of muscle mass, so I got to get back on the bicycle and get some of that back.
But
other than that,
you are not a heavy guy to begin with.
No, but and I haven't weighed this little in 20 years. It's just amazing, weird.
Well,
just weird.
Now, meanwhile, you took a lot of hiatus from your show for a brief period, and you're back on airwaves. Yay!
Yeah, I'm streaming live on Sunday mornings, Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. to noon, Central Time 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on an outfit called Q4 Radio. And if you want to stream it, you need to go to www.QUE4.org Q4.org, and you can hear the Mike Novak Show every Sunday morning streaming live. And of course, I still do the podcasts of those shows, which you can find at MikeNovak.net, MikeNowak.net. So it's fun. You and I talked about this off air here, but there's something really different about doing live.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
It just, podcasts are fine. You get out good information and you have the opportunity to fix stuff. You know, you go back in post-production.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it live and it's without a net, there's just an energy involved that's really fun.
I did my show live for several years, about 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a lot of fun. But, you know.
Yeah, well, I've been doing this, I'm like 17 out of the last 18 years, live radio. And then I did last year, it was all off of my dining room table doing podcasts. You know, I would interview people like you're interviewing me now, but it's just not the same as streaming it live and knowing that there are folks out there wherever in the universe listening to it as you do it live.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that is true. Yeah, we did actually stream from here a couple of years ago. I have to get back to that.
That's right. We did that little experiment. That was pretty...
No, but before that, we did actually stream through a radio network. It was very complicated and annoying, which is why I ended up giving it up. But when
you know
worked...
what? I have to have you on my show.
Yeah.
Now that I'm live, I'm going to drag you on and make you... do an appearance as a Green Diva.
Oh,
extraordinaire.
That would be my pleasure. That'll be fun.
Okay, well, let's set something up soon. Now, the other connection you and I have is something called the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.
Yeah, Holly and Joey Baird.
They're great.
Aren't
and, of course, they're just north of me in Wisconsin. And they came to me at the beginning of this year out of the blue, and they said, hey, you know, they found this video. I did this talk last, I want to say, August or something, downtown Chicago, there was a rally in Daley Plaza. They asked me to speak. It was an environmental rally, and I did like 3 or 4 minutes, and Holly and Joey got a hold of the video because it was me rambling on about 3 minutes, how to save the planet in 3 minutes.
Nice.
And they got a hold of this video, and they said, hey, how about if you come on our show and do environmental reports all this season? And I said, sure, why not? Let's do it. So that's what I've been doing at the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener. And their website is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.
Yeah, all spelled out, man.
Yeah, all spelled out, and you can go and listen to their podcast. They also do lots of videos of how, you know, they grow stuff, vegetables, basically. And they show you how to do it on their videos, but you can also listen to them on their podcast. So, you know, what I like about them is that they're like you. They're like you, and they're like me. They're very ambitious. They want to get the word out, and they're just doing it. They said, okay, let's get this done.
We do, they have a two-minute gardening segment that we pick up most weeks that'll probably be in this week's show, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be part of their empire. And you and I had talked about maybe I should take some of those reports and pop them onto your podcasts.
Yeah,
which
you've always got an interesting perspective. and I think our audience would love to. But I like talking to you, too, so we're going to mix it up.
Well, I'm a cranky guy, okay, and I get crankier and crankier the world turns. And things that make me cranky are, for instance, something I saw this morning, okay, and I saw it in Chicago, but there's an article in the New York Times about a cartoonist who was fired.
Oh yeah.
Did you see this?
Well, I saw you posted it.
Oh, okay. A guy named Rick Friday, he's a self-taught cartoonist, and he's been publishing cartoons in a publication called Farm News since 1995, okay?
Yeah.
And the one that got him into trouble, it shows two farmers in overalls with their baseball caps. They're standing by a fence. One says to the other, I wish there was more profit in farming. And the other guy says, there is. In the year 2015, the CEOs of Monsanto, DuPont, Pioneer, and John Deere combined to make more money than 2,129 Iowa farmers.
Ooh.
So the cartoon gets published last Friday. The next day he gets an email from the editor, said that would be his last for Farm News because, quote, a seed company had withdrawn its advertising in protest.
Oh,
gosh, kind of wonder who that is, don't you?
Yeah. Ooh, geez.
Bullies. And that's what I wrote. What you saw on my Facebook page is like, wow, you know, those bullies at Monsanto. And, you know, and I assume it's not John Deere because they're not a seed company.
Right.
So it's either Monsanto or DuPont Pioneer.
Yeah.
And as I said, bullies apparently are not fans of the First Amendment to our Constitution.
Right.
So I'm going to have this guy on my radio show. And apparently the good news is this thing is going to go viral.
Yeah.
If it hasn't already, because people are going to his Facebook page. I've gotten a bunch of shares on this story already. And it's just, come on. It's a cartoon. It's an editorial cartoon.
And the way you posted it, you said something like, cartoonist gets fired from a farming magazine for supporting, you know, farmers.
Right. And actually, I didn't even say that. I was just quoting what somebody else said.
Oh, okay.
For supporting farmers.
In the farm magazine.
From a farm magazine.
Come on, people. Come on.
Come on, people. Yeah. So, it's, you know, continuing along the line of farm stuff and how we need to be careful about who's pulling strings and who's trying to control what we eat and what we plant. I had a person on my show recently talking about seed swapping.
Yeah.
And seed swapping is a cool thing. There are libraries throughout the country where you can come in and you leave seeds and you take seeds, and that's a cool thing. Now, here's the problem. In a number of states, including, and this the big deal was in Pennsylvania, a place called Mechanicsburg. Do you happen to know where that is?
Well, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. There was a public library where they were having a seed swapping library, and it was in danger of shutting down because Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture mm-hmm. had said that, well, you know, you can't swap seeds because you've got to be careful about the labeling and testing and, you know, and you're in violation of state law. Oh, well, okay. Those state laws were set up for commercial seed distributors.
Right.
Not for people who are swapping seeds in libraries. Well, they fixed the law in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
But we're dealing with this in all 50 states. So you can go to a website called LegalizeSeeds.org to sign a petition to the directors of all 50 U.S. state departments of agriculture to get them to have more reasonable seed laws, to exempt seed libraries from the seed. And, you know, it's important to have seed laws because you need quality of seeds. You can't have weed seeds mixed in there.
Right.
There are reasons why commercial seed purveyors need to adhere to those laws.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But when you got people swapping seeds in a library, that's a different story altogether. So, you know, it's not one size fits all. We need to be smarter than that.
We do. And thank God you're there to help us get more educated.
That's my job.
That's my job. Well, Green Devo, Mike, it's so fun to talk to you again. And I'm sorry that we have to quit. I think we do need to do a fun show together at least, you know, once in a while somehow.
Sure, because I got a list here that I barely scratched the surface on. So,
So we'll have you back soon. And in the meantime, you can go to mikenovak.net, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Mike, take care, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, Megan. You'll be on my show very soon.
All right.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.